This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Richmond Karluki. India is a secular nation and minorities are safest in this country, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has said, asserting that minorities are enjoying absolute freedom and protection because of the Hindu majority. In an interview with a TV channel in New Delhi, the Minority Affairs Minister said he has not come across a single case where a member of the minority community is willing to migrate out of India because of being deprived of anything in the country. He accused the opposition parties of running a relentless campaign that minorities are being tortured, butchered, lynched and killed and are not safe in India. In Nagaland, a one-day media workshop titled Vartalab, focusing on 11 years of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government, was held at Dimapur yesterday. Addressing the inaugural session, Deputy Commissioner of Dimapur, Tino Jongshi Chang, underscored the pivotal role of media in bridging the gap between government programs and the public, especially in rural areas. He also encouraged journalists to highlight success stories which can serve as an inspiration for others. Meanwhile, PRO Defence for Nagaland, Manipur and Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant Colonel Amit Shukla highlighted recent reforms in the Defence Ministry, including integration of artificial intelligence and indigenous products and civil-military coordination. In Sikkim, the pious journey to the Kailash Mansarovar is going on smoothly through the Nathula Pass. Yesterday, the sixth batch started the journey to the Tibetan Autonomous Region from Nathula. Senior officials flagged off the yatra. So far, four batches have successfully completed their yatra, while the fifth batch is on their way to Gangtok after completing the yatra. Four more batches to do the yatra this year through Nathula. All the batches have been accompanied by a doctor, a cook and liaison officer. Before starting the yatra, all the pilgrims are to go through 4 to 5 days of mandatory acclimatization process at various places in Sikkim. In a boost to local agriculture and entrepreneurship, the first ever mango festival was celebrated yesterday at Longmatra in Kifere district of Nagaland. The festival was initiated by the district administration and the Department of Horticulture, Kifere. This festival is confined to the Longmatra area, covering 13 villages where mangoes are grown very well. Advisor for Home Guard and Civil Defence Services, Relief and Rehabilitation, K. Yim Chungar, encouraged farmers to continue mango cultivation beyond the festival and stressed on bringing produce to the markets. He also highlighted the government's commitment in supporting agri-activities through modern machinery and other systems. Deputy Commissioner of Kifere, Temsu Wati Longkumer, urged farmers to adopt cluster farming and organic branding. Researchers from the Meghalaya Climate Change Centre, Government of Meghalaya, have conducted an assessment profiling a comprehensive climate vulnerability across the 39 CNRD blocks of Meghalaya. The assessment and integrated climate vulnerability assessment of Meghalaya at the block level is then published as a research article in Discover Sustainability, a journal published by the Europe-based Springer Nature Group. The assessment revealed vulnerability in 25 CNRD blocks in the very high and high categories, contributed by limited access to credit, low household incomes, inadequate public health infrastructure such as Anganwadi centers, and low forest resource availability besides other factors. And Meghalaya Health Minister Amprin Lingdor has disclosed preliminary findings in the investigation into the recent food poisoning incident in Mairang, where a 15-year-old student died after consuming tomatoes. Speaking to media persons, Lingdor said she is awaiting the detailed report which would provide more information on the incident. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.